Blog Talk Radio.
Broken dreams, forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship.
our Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to our Friday night specials with Diane Lenning. This is your host. I'm so glad you're joining us. We are broadcasting to you live from the United States of America, reaching out especially on Friday nights to Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere. Although we enjoy it when you listen from wherever you are, we're just so happy you're with us. Let's begin our show tonight by bowing our heads in prayer, and we're going to repeat the Lord's Prayer that we're wanting you to memorize, found in Matthew 6. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debt as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So glad you're with us tonight. We're going to be reading in the book of John, and this is the chapter that we've been waiting for in the entire reading so far, to find out what happened with Jesus in the end of his life and why his life had significance, and it's important for each one of us to know the example he left for us to follow. Praise the name of the Lord. As a matter of review, the end of the last chapter, before we find out tonight about one way to receive God's blessing. At the end of last chapter, remember that Jesus shouted to the crowds, "If you trust me, you are really trusting God. For when you see me, you are seeing the one who sent me. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer wander in the darkness. If you are now a child of God, you are walking in the light. And if you're not yet walking in the light, we'll give you opportunity to take that life-changing step tonight. Just stay with us. Furthermore, it says here, if anyone hears me, Jesus was saying, and does not obey me, I am not the judge. For I have come to save the world and not to judge it. You know, that's the verse that I think is very important for all of us to remember in our relationship with others. It's not really our job or our responsibility to judge others. We're going to find out that later here that everyone has their time of judgment. But let's do what Jesus said. he's come to do. For he says, I have come to save the world and not to judge it. Let's make that our first priority, to bring the good news to everyone of salvation. But he's saying here that all who reject me and my message will be judged. When? Not during our life here necessarily, but at the day of judgment, by the truths I have spoken. There will be a day of judgment for each and every one of us, individually, not as a family or a team or a family or a group, but each person will be individually judged. Why is that? Because it's an individual decision as to whether or not you receive the Lord, and in doing so receive God and walking in the light. You don't have to have anyone's permission or approval. It's a choice up to you. For these are not my own ideas, but I have told you what the Father said to tell you. And I know his instructions lead to eternal life. So whatever he tells me to say, I say. That's why he's saying these words, these truths, because it means something very important to every one of us, the determination of our fate in eternity, in the hereafter, whether we will live in heaven or on the side of the opponent, Satan, and his cohorts. Now we're reading tonight, for this lesson tonight, in chapter 13. And we're going to find out about that great mission and that future event that Jesus has been talking about all throughout the book of John. Jesus knew on the evening of Passover day that it would be his last night on earth before returning to his Father. During supper, the devil had already suggested to Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, that this was the night to carry out his plan to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him everything and that he had come from God and would return to God. I'd like you to take note here that this was one of the disciples who was going to betray Jesus. A disciple whom had allowed the devil to enter his life and be used of the devil. So when we're Christians, we must be aware that Satan will tempt us. As we will find in the scripture, Satan tempted Jesus. Now, it's not a sin to be tempted, but it's a sin to succumb or to act out that temptation of the devil. So it could happen to any of us, but it's a matter of choice. We can just say, no, I won't do that. Jesus knew that the Father had given him everything and that he had come from God and would return to God, and how he loved his disciples. So he got up from the supper table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his loins, poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet. Now, why is that important? We're going to find out. And to wipe their feet with the towel he had around him. When he came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, Master, you shouldn't be washing our feet like this. Jesus replied, you don't understand now why I am doing it, but someday you will. No, Peter protested, you shall never wash my feet. But if I don't, you can't be my partner, Jesus replied. Simon Peter exclaimed, well then, wash my hands and head as well, not just my feet. He really wanted to be Jesus' partner, didn't he? Jesus replied, one who has bathed all over needs only to have his feet washed to be entirely clean. Now you are clean, but that isn't true of everyone here, for Jesus knew who would betray him. That is what he meant when he said, not all of you are clean. After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me Master and Lord, and you do well to say it, for it is true. And since I, the Lord and Teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. How true it is that a servant is not greater than his master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends him. You know these things, now do them. That is the path of blessing." Now, when I was young, we literally had feet washing services. I know some churches today still do that. And it's certainly not something you have to do once a week or once a month, but every so often, it would be a good idea to just have a time where you wash each other's feet and have it a part of a religious ceremony or just a festival or gathering, you know, outside or around the church. But the significance of it is that we all serve one another, and neither of us is more important than the other, and none of us are certainly not greater than the Master Jesus, and we're, none of us is greater than God. So it reminds us of our relevant position in life, that we're all God's children, and it's good to serve one another, because Christ has given us this example. Now, Jesus says, "I'm not saying these things to all of you. I know so well each one of you I choose." The scripture declares here, "One who eats supper with me will betray me, and this will soon come true. I tell you this now, so that when it happens, you will believe on me. Truly, anyone welcoming my messenger is welcoming me, and to welcome me is to welcome the Father who sent me." Now Jesus was in great anguish of spirit and exclaimed, "Yes, it is true. One of you will betray me." The disciples looked at each other, wondering whom he could mean. "Since I was sitting next to Jesus at the table, being his closest friend, Simon Peter motioned to me to ask him who it was who would do this terrible deed. So I turned and asked him," this is John speaking, who wrote the book. "John said, 'Lord, who is it?' He told me, 'It is the one I honor by giving the bread dipped in the sauce.' And when he dipped it, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas had eaten it, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus told him, 'Hurry, go do it now.' None of the others at the table knew what Jesus meant. Some thought that since Judas was the treasurer, Jesus was telling him to go and pay for the food or to give some money to the poor. Judas left at once, going out into the night." Now, if you haven't heard this story, you will learn what it means to be a Judas. It's a term used for people when they betray another. "As soon as Judas left the room, Jesus said, 'My time has come. The glory of God will soon surround me.'" Remember when I've said so many times that Jesus kept saying, "They will not take me yet, or arrest me now, because my time has not yet come." But now Jesus said, "My time has come. The glory of God will soon surround me, and God shall receive great praise because of all that happens to me. And God shall give me his own glory, and this so very soon. Dear, dear children, how brief are these moments before I must go away and leave you. And though you search for me, you cannot come to me, just as I told the Jewish leaders. And so I am giving a new commandment to you now. And this is a real important commandment for all of us to remember. Love each other just as much as I love you. Love one another. Love each other just as much as Jesus has loved us. Your strong love for each other will prove to the world that you are my disciple. Simon Peter said, Master, where are you going? And Jesus replied, you can't go with me now, but you will follow me later. But why can't I come now? He asked. For I am ready to die for you. Jesus answered, die for me? No. 3 times before the clock crows tomorrow, you will deny. Let's just praise the Lord for just imagining that moment. And the emotion must have felt. That his time had come. Praise the name of, just praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to give you opportunity now to receive the Lord into your heart. But before we say that prayer together, I like to give a couple of scriptures so you can understand what's taking place here. In John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We need to receive God's best gift if we want to have eternal life with him in heaven. And we're going to find out in the next few chapters what it was that fulfills this scripture here, that shows that God gave his only Son for for us. We're going to be reading about that. John 1 and 2 says, but as many have received him, to them he gave them the right to become children of God. John 3, but Jesus said, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. Romans 5:8, for God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. John 10:10, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. God sent his Son, and Jesus lived on earth and gave his life so that you, me, our family, each one of us, might have life according to our choice, if we just wanted to receive this gift from God. Isaiah 53:4-5, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Let's pray together. And take this time for those of you who'd like to receive the Lord as your Savior and you'd like to join God's family and be a part of God's family, his international family, all around the world. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you gave your Son that we might have life. And you can just repeat this part after me. I know that I am separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. And I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my ways of living and walk in the ways that you lived among us on earth. Dear Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life. And dear Lord, help me and help us all to walk in the ways of the Lord and to be strong in the face of trials and difficulties and to stand together with our Christian family in areas all around the world, representing the love of God and God's hand extended. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. The angels in heaven sing. They're singing now for those of you who have received the Lord as your personal Savior. And now let's just take a couple of moments to glorify the Lord together. Let's just praise the Lord, glorify the Lord. I'm grateful and thankful for the people who have come into this room. Welcome. Remember, you got it. Glorify
the Lord. We will glorify.
background, but I just wanted to say that I've been a Christian for 60 years, and I'm still touched by that chapter in which Jesus pours out his heart to his disciples, to us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for giving your life for us, for dying on the cross for our sins. We pray that you would bless all the people around the world who are facing difficulties, who are facing evil that is roaming, going around roaring like a lion seeking to devour goodness. Lord, we pray that protection upon our Christian family, and that you would soften the hearts of those who wish to do evil and wickedness, and help them to see the light in the lives of those who live a Christian life, and to think twice about the evil things they do, and consider that they just may be wrong, and perhaps there really is a better way. For I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there is a better way. I've lived for 60 years, so I know, and my family has lived it for generations, generation after generation. For 16 generations in America, beginning in Jamestown, Virginia, in 1619, coming to America on the ship Marigold. My ancestor was an attorney with the London Company, and ever since then, our family has helped build America based upon the founding principles of the Bible. As we've watched in sorrow and horror, as we've seen the evil deeds of those around the world who have destroyed, bombed, marauded, raped, tortured, done unthinkable horrors to innocent people, because they are led by the devil and his demons that they summon to help them do these evil deeds. Lord, we just pray right now, we bind those evil spirits in the name of Jesus, and we loose the power and glory of God in the world today, to meet the needs of every individual around the world. How great is our God!
The splendor
Foreshadowing of what we're going to talk about next time when Jesus gives us hope. He says, let not your heart be troubled after all that we've just heard and he's talked about. You are trusting God, now trust in me. There are many homes up there where my Father lives. We usually call that heaven. And I am going to prepare them for your coming. When everything is ready, then I will come and get you so that you can always be with me where I am. If this weren't so, I would tell you plainly, and you know where I am going and how to get there. I'm going to get the King James Version for you next time because I grew up hearing that scripture in the King James Version, and that's what's ringing in my heart. There's just something about the King James Version that is so pristine and proven and golden. And this is probably easier for most of you English speakers as your second language. This explains a little better, but I think it's good for you to hear the King James. So I'm going to look that up for next time when we read in John 14. I'm looking for that time together. If you're having difficulty understanding and you do have a Bible, try to read it after I've read it. If it's, you don't understand it, and read it again on your own time. Or go back to our archive session and listen again. And if you want to read ahead and get a little understanding of it before I read it to you, go ahead and do that. That might help you, especially if you're learning English through our process, which I hope you are. we're doing quite a few things at once through this mechanism, and I hope it's helping you and benefiting you. If you would like to contact me, you can email me at diane@lenning.com, dianelenning.com. You have that little sign in after Diane on your computer. It's the cap part for the number 2. So you go diane@lenning.com, and then you can send me an email. If you'd like to call in next time, I still have a few minutes this time, you could. Toll free to 1-877-497-9937. So far, it looks like my friend from Kenya is not going to be able to call in tonight. I'm going to hang on about 10 more minutes in case he does call in and translate us for us in Swahili. So stay with us. He may still call in. Sometimes he calls in late. And in the meantime, we'll play a couple more songs and I'll talk in between. And I'm going to do this one, El Shaddai by Amy Grant, who I've heard sing in person, who's been around for over 30 years singing this song. It's an old song, El Shaddai. We worship the Lord. Praise the Lord.
El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you save the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really is. And by your might, you set your children. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Praise the Lord. Now, I'm teaching you these songs as a method of how to worship. And next time, I hope to have the names of all of the artists here who are singing these songs. I do want to give them proper notice of who they are and the work they've accomplished so that perhaps you could order them or buy them online. Their records are online, and you can purchase them and upload them. If you look up the names of these songs on the internet, this one's El Shaddai, ELSHADDAI, by Amy Grant. It's an old one. And the other one I played tonight that you could look up is We Will Glorify, but I'll have to look up the name of that artist for you next time. I do want to give that person proper recognition. I'm sorry, I just don't have that person's name right now. I'm sorry I didn't get that, but it is important that I do acknowledge them, and I do want to do that. So I think it's important to do one more song together in case our friend John can call in. I'm going to pray for John and all of our friends in Kenya and Africa. I know it's a tough time there right now. So before we do our last song, let's pray for John. Dear Lord, thank you so much for John, who calls in as often as he can to help us in interpreting the scripture in Swahili. We pray, Lord, that you would meet his financial needs and the needs of his family and of his friends and of his community. And Lord, you would protect them and put a hedge of protection around them and let their angels be with them to help them and meet their every need. We pray for financial blessings to help him meet his obligations in the university and help him to do well in his schooling. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless him and anoint him to teach others about the Lord and to prepare himself for what you want him to do in his future. We just pray blessings upon him in the name of Jesus. And we pray for our friend Maria, who is also traveling in other parts of the world right now, doing assignments that she believes the Lord wants her to do. We pray that you would anoint her and give her good health, and to sleep well, and give her guidance and direction to do what you want her to do to fulfill your purposes. And we praise you and thank you for all our friends, wherever they are. I have another missionary friend who's going back to Africa soon. I pray for her. And Lord, that you would anoint her and help her in teaching the gospel in the native language of those in a neighboring country in Africa. Lord, we just love the people of Africa and of the Eastern Hemisphere and of all the world. And we just pray that you'll bless them and let them hear about the good news of Jesus and what he can mean to each one of us as our Lord, Savior, friend, and guide. And thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I have good news. We have located a lady who's going to be sharing in Vietnamese. It will probably be on the third Wednesday of the month, but I'm not certain yet, probably. And then I will probably do Spanish on the fourth Wednesday of the month. So look forward to that. So we're going to add two different languages. That should help some people around the world to understand the scripture a little more. And we praise the Lord for that. And we pray for blessings upon all of our partners and co-hosts who are helping to interpret. So we are going to play our last song. And near the end, I'll say good night to you. Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again. God loves you and I love you. praise the name of the Lord. We love you. Almighty God, Father in Him, we're so grateful for your love. And the family of God stand together for one another. Thank you. Just worship the Lord together. Praise the name of the Lord. We're so glad you've been with us tonight. And for some of you, it's in the morning. We really love our time together and look forward to our time with you next Friday night. If you'd like to listen on the other nights, we have Wednesday night services, but I usually have a different language with that, mostly English. And then Sunday night is all English in praise and worship of the Lord. They're all at the same time, 9 p.m. California time. It's Diane Lenning coming to you live from the United States of America because we love all of you around the world. And we want you to know about the goodness of the Lord and that you can become part of God's family too. Remember, God loves you and I love you. Take care, and God bless you. Good night. Bye-bye.